Several years ago, my wife and I attended a gospel meeting, and we wanted to go because the preacher was a great preacher, and he was also my professor at one time. He had a great lesson, but it was very difficult to hear it because there was so much noise and confusion, babies crying, people going to the bathroom. They even talked through the invitation. And on the way back, I said to my wife, I said, honey, that's what I call her sometimes, the world sure is a rude place, isn't it? And so we began to write this sermon, and if you don't like it, you can blame her. She helped me. We often see rudeness displayed. Once we took a trip to Israel, and I'm not against Jewish people, don't get me wrong, but there's a Jewish rabbi there, and he was about the most rudest person I've ever seen in my life. He would put his seat back into our dinner tray, and he made constant demands of the flight attendants. They used to call him stewardess. But he made constant demands on them, and he stood in the aisle while people were trying to watch the TV, and he talked incessantly, and he never shut up, and just about every rude thing you could think of he was doing. And so when the plane landed, this young stewardess, I was so proud of her, she came up to him and she said, you know something, you're rude. You know that, don't you? I was proud of her for saying that because she told the truth. What is rudeness? One translation of 1 Corinthians 13 says that love has good manners. Good manners is a part of what it means not to be rude. The word etiquette comes from French, etiquette. At one time, that word etiquette, by the way, we use it for manners. But the word etiquette in French means a ticket, a ticket. What it means is back a long, long time ago, when you had an audience with a king or some very important person, they handed you an etiquette. They handed you a ticket. And that ticket said all the things you were not to say and listed all the polite things you were to do. And if you were visiting a king, that etiquette, that ticket meant a lot. So today we need to practice some etiquette. Someone would say, is this a sermon on good manners? Well, not exactly. But even if it was a sermon on good manners, it would be absolutely biblical. This is a sermon on rudeness that has reached epidemic proportions in our society. Listen to Brother Paul. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Now that's the King James Version, and it's a little archaic. And so modern translations have corrected that and made it more sensible and more explainable to modern ears. The King James Version, the New American Standard Version says, love is not rude. Love has good manners. Love does not act unbecomingly. The Living Bible says love is never haughty or selfish or rude. The English Standard Version, I like very well, most of it's correct, says that love is not arrogant or rude. In the Greek Bible, are you listening? In the Greek Bible, the word rude is idiotes. Now, that sounds familiar. It ought to, because that's the English word for idiot. As a matter of fact, the Greek word idiotes is translated ignorant or unlearned or rude three times in the Bible. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, 5 that love is not idiotes, it's not rude. Then again in 2 Corinthians 11, 6, they said that Paul's speech was rude. It was idiotes, it was ignorant. And then again in Acts 4, 13, that they said the apostle's speech was ignorant and unlearned, idiotes. I'm not saying this, but I will say it. If somebody's an idiot, it's rude, and a rude person's an idiot. Is that too blunt? There are synonyms to that word: rudeness, discourtesy, disrespect, insolence, arrogance, ignorant, unthankful, snobbishness, insulting, contempt, and so on. We all know what it means to be rude, and yet rudeness is practiced on a regular basis. Rudeness is a common practice today, more than so in the past, not only among unbelievers, but even among Christians. Paul nailed it down as a negative. Love is not rude. Love is the opposite of rudeness. Love is not rude because love ministers to people. Love makes us kind and gentle. Love attracts rather than repels other people. I must be getting older, because as I'm living, I see more and more rudeness being practiced. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians about love, he was talking to a rude, uncultured, ignorant group of people who were not doing as they should be doing. We can be rude. Have you noticed that? We can be rude when we ignore people, when we talk down to people, when we are short with people, when we do not take them seriously. These things are discourteous and much more. They're not compatible with brotherly love. If we love others, we will not be rude to them. If we don't love them, we will be rude to them. Love is not rude. To be blunt, rudeness is a selfish, incompatible status against love. Rude is anti-love. Rude is negative love. It's not love at all. Today I want to look at the epidemic of rudeness in our society. Let's face it, the golden rule is being tarnished. Civility, manners, and politeness are no longer being practiced as they were a long time ago. 79% of people polled felt that we are more rude now than we were 10 years ago. 8 out of 10 questioned felt that lack of respect and courtesy was a national problem. And 4 out of 10 people said they practiced rudeness themselves quite often. I've been rude a time or two myself. What's going on? We're under stress and we're mean. We are rude, mean, and in a hurry. There's road rage, air rage, cell phone rage, phone rage, checkout rage, bike rage, boat rage, desk rage, school rage, alarm rage, and drivers who honk at people on crutches. According to one expert, there are even people that do obscene gestures and pass funeral line. I know you young folks, you may be familiar with obscene gestures, but I'm sure that no older person here has ever used an obscene gesture at somebody. I'm right or not. Lots of folks are afflicted with hurry-itis. If anybody gets in my way, if I don't get what I want to when I want it, I will be mean, hostile, vicious, and rude. What about merging? Isn't it right that when a person's on the highway, the person that's merging is supposed to politely enter? Is that the way it is? Is that the way it's supposed to be? Is that the way it's done? Some people think they own the whole interstate highway. And if you don't get out of their way, they'll run flat over you. Am I right? Rudeness and impoliteness. Now, I did that once. Time for confession. There's this little elderly lady. And she was waiting to get into the traffic. And it was 2 forevers, I thought. I waited and waited. And finally I honked. And she drove her car right into the oncoming traffic. And as I was speeding off, she was raising her fist in my direction. I'm never going to do that again. Going postal. We've even have a catchword for it now. At concerts and supermarkets and business dealings and sporting events. Everywhere people are selfish, angry, and rude. Doctors are being cited for malpractice suits because of their rudeness to their patients. And I think every doctor ought to take a class on that, don't you? On how to be rude and patient with the patients. And also I think they ought to take all the medicine they're making me take. A lady in Cambridge, Massachusetts was told by the bus driver she couldn't smoke on the bus. And so she hit him repeatedly with her umbrella. A man in an Atlanta restaurant was told by the hostess it would be 2 hours before he would get a table. And he slugged her. Rudeness is on the rise. Common courtesy's out the door. An ABC News World Report said that 85% of us feel that a simple thank you, I'm sorry, I regret it, forgive me, would make this world a much better place to live. More than 8 out of 10 Americans say that failure to instruct their children in basic manners and politeness is one of the main reasons we're having trouble at school. With bullying and other things. Because the parents are failing to instill in their children morals, lack of rudeness and politeness, not only to the teacher, but to the other students. Rudeness is found in the workplace. Rude, petty, bullying workers and bosses are responsible for much low morale, much hatred, and much, much more trouble than that, job stress. And every once in a while, a person who is under that kind of stress will go ballistic and lunatic and take a gun or a knife and kill his co-workers and anybody else that's innocent that's standing by because of the rudeness. I never thought I'd live to see such behavior. Did you? I never believed I would ever see the day that a child or two children would take a gun to a school and kill everybody they could find. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that that could ever happen? People are mean. Violence is rude. Guns, death, and violence are the number one concern of children from age 6 to 13 in school. Outside the home, there's more violence done in school than any place else. In a Washington suburb, an eighth grader threatened to burn down the school building. A fifth grader told his teacher, "Shut up." A first grader exposed himself to the whole class. Four girls, age 11 to 13, allegedly put rat poison in their teacher's water cooler. As one said, "She'd been picking on me for too long." Course language is up 79% since 1999. Listen to the television. How they misuse, blaspheme God Almighty's name constantly. Course language is up 79%. No one can deny that our society is getting meaner, coarser, cruder every day. People come out screaming and cursing, come out swinging and swearing. We have a no cussing policy at our business. As a fella came in, he said an ugly word, a real ugly word in front of the ladies. I said, "What did you say?" And he repeated it. I said, "Don't you ever say that in here again. Don't you ever use that kind of language in this business." A few minutes later, I kind of felt bad for a few minutes, but I got over it. He came over and said, "I'm sorry. I won't ever do that again." A few minutes later, his friend came in cussing and said, "Hey, stop that. That guy don't like that." So there's a lot of rudeness in society. What about the family? We often are more polite to strangers than we are our own family members. You guys are dating a girl. You're polite. You open the door. You put her seat out. I know they're engaged or getting married because that's what they do. Manners or politeness. Are you listening? But it's 10 years later, downpouring rain. Your wife's on the sidewalk. There's a great big puddle of water out there, and she has a girl in one arm and a boy in the other. And the husband's across the street saying, "Jump, honey. You can make it." Isn't that right? Manners, respect, politeness are taught by loving parents who have surrendered to Jesus Christ and are living a God-like life. Kind, loving to everybody, even enemies and even strangers. Good manners must be taught by good people. If you want to raise a good person, you be a good person. My parents were children of the Depression. They worked all their lives, and I mean hard, for very little. They didn't have much. My dad's house cost about what our car cost. He never had anything much. But my daddy and mother taught me something that's not taught today. They taught me to respect older people. They taught me to respect my teachers. They taught me to respect everybody, no matter what color or whatever they were. To not ever, ever look down on anybody because of their race or economy or anything. They taught me that. Why can't we teach that to our children? Why can't we teach manners and politeness? The Bible says in Ephesians 6, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Since most men are more impolite than women, the Bible urges men to take the lead in training their children. Early in life, we must instill in our children a respect for other people, their privacy, and their possessions. To be polite: "Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Thank you." I like Spanish people. That's why I spent 4 years at Ole Miss getting a degree in Spanish. I've always liked Spanish people. Ever since my daddy took me out to Arizona and introduced me to the cotton patch and to the world. First thing he did when we got to Arizona was get me a cotton sack and show me the real world. Sweat, hard. And that's where I first met Spanish people. And mostly they're very polite. Por favor. Thank you. De nada, or please, I mean, de nada, thank you. It's nothing. No doubt, they only lose their manners when they get in contact with this culture. 1 Peter 2:17 says, "Love the brotherhood, serve all men, honor the king, treat everybody right." Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church." Are you listening? If love is not rude, and a man is rude to his wife, let me ask you, gentlemen, does he love his wife? If a man is harsh and unkind and impolite to his wife, is he not violating the very fundamental rule that love is not rude? How can a man say, I love her, when he's not kind to her? How can a man say, I love my wife more than my own body, if he is not at the same time rude to her? Ephesians 5:33 says, let the wife respect her husband. Children are commanded, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this makes God well pleased. Colossians 3:20. Good children are obedient, respectful, polite, and well-mannered. They're practicing the ticket, etiquette. Not yelling at, mistreating, killing, knifing, gunning, shooting, mistreating, cursing their parents. In Romans 1, Paul, this disobedience to children, to parents, as the worst of sins. In the Old Testament, disobedience to grown children to their parents merited the death penalty. Children will never learn respect until they're taught respect at home. This attitude, you can do what you want to, or I'll do what I want to, is born of hell. Paul instructed Christians, behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Now, I know Paul wasn't talking just about manners when he said behave yourself, but he had that in mind, no doubt, that some were not behaving in the public assembly. He had that in mind, no doubt, in that case. And so I'm saying we're having bad manners in society. We often are impolite at home. Had to look at my card. But we're also having bad manners in the church. Paul said we should behave ourselves in the house of God, the family of God. When one is misbehaving in church, he's rude. The Bible says, I learned to be quiet as a child. Psalm 131, 2. The Bible says that we should be holy as God is holy, serene and calm. When one misbehaves as a Christian in the public assembly, he is not pleasing God Almighty. However, the truth is really, truth is blunt. Bad behavior, bad manners is often displayed in the public assembly. Sometimes members are rude to the visitors by not greeting them. Maybe you've had this experience. You're in a theater. This boy was in a theater. He got some popcorn. He got a Coke. He told his parents, I'll be in a minute. He was delayed. By the time he got to the movie, the lights were out. It was dark. He couldn't see his parents. Couldn't see much. And the lights got dimmer and dimmer. And he got real frustrated. You ever been in that situation? And finally he yelled out, does anybody recognize me? I think there's probably a lot of time visitors feel the same way. Does anybody recognize me? There's a fellow in New York that went to church for 25 years at the same church and nobody ever said hi to him. So one day he just wore his cowboy hat to church. He said, they're going to say something to me. He's out there in the whole big audience with his cowboy hat on. Why didn't he just say, my name is Frank, I'm glad to meet you. But a lot of times visitors are ignored. Sometimes those who claim to be Christians look down on others who are socially inferior. There are those who snob those who are economically below them. This rude behavior is condemned by James. James says, my brethren, don't show favoritism. Don't show partiality. Don't be a respecter of persons. James 2:9, I still have you? James 2:9 says, if you're doing this partiality, you're sinning. And then James 2:4, he really nailed it down. James says that if you make these kinds of distinctions between people in the church, you are allowing Satan to rule your life. Is that harsh enough? Not only that, are we often rude to visitors, but we're rude to the preacher. Now, I see everything from where I stand. And what I'm about to say doesn't apply to most of you. But in all these years of preaching, there have been many a time when I wanted to take a nerve pill and hit the door. Because I didn't have anybody's attention. They were not listening to a word I was saying. And that doesn't mean that you're doing that. This is a nice group. I mean, you're listening. I don't see too much of stuff. So about the thing, I'm going to mention these things because I've seen them. It doesn't mean you're guilty of it. And it doesn't mean I'm not perfect. I'm perfect. My daddy taught me to be polite, but sometimes I fail in doing that. I'm just like you. I'm human. And people can rub me the wrong way sometimes. And then I say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. And look, it makes a man out of you if you can say, honey, I'm sorry. Mister, I didn't mean to say that. It was wrong. I'm sorry. That makes a man out of you, not a mouse. Rude behavior is easy to spot where I stand. Talking, reading the Bible while the word is presented, walking out, lounging around in the bathrooms and hallways, laughing even during the invitation, showing boredom and disinterest in what is presented, talking, whispering, texting, laughing, leaving early before others have a chance to say hi to you, not singing, showing no respect for the worship by not coming back, which is the most important thing you could do on Sunday. There is not anything more important than meeting back here tonight to worship God Almighty. Now, if you can think of something that's more important to do today than that, you do it. But if there's anything more important than coming back here and worshiping God Almighty, I'd like to know what it is. But lots of people show disrespect to Christ and the church by leaving an empty seat, allowing your children to misbehave and disturbing and hindering other people. If you were in my home and you were talking to me about my soul and I was yawning and sleeping and laughing, would you think I was being taken seriously, you were being taken seriously to me? We recoil when others are rude to us, but what about us? Are we rude to others? Why is rudeness a lack of love? Number one, God commands us to respect each other. Not showing good manners is a form of disrespect. God made everybody. Psalm 8:5, we're created a little lower than the angels. Since God made us, we ought to respect each other. Even the unloving, the riffraff, the down and out, the bum begging on the corner, the CEO, the President of the United States, every single person is a living human being made in the image of God Almighty, and we ought to respect them and be polite. They all have a soul. Secondly, we ought to respect others because to be kind is to be like Jesus. The Bible says we are not redeemed with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish. We have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. It is the cross of Christ that makes each of us valuable in the sight of Almighty God. We may not think too highly of some people, but God does. God Almighty sent His blessed Son to be tortured and to have a crown of thorns put on His head and to die a terrible death because He was kind, polite and loving and sympathetic and courteous and all that for us. Matthew 25 says God's going to judge us on how we treat other people. If you're wrong with your fellow man, you're wrong with God. If you're wrong with your wife, you're wrong with God. If you're wrong with a student at school, you're wrong with God. We are not to be rude because God made every last one of us loving, kind, and forgiving. The Bible says that when Jesus was reviled, He did not revile. 1 Peter 2:23. He said, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them that despitefully use you and misuse you. Luke 6. Rudeness is hate in action. You know what rudeness is? Rudeness is saying, I don't care anything about you. I don't care if you live or die. I don't care if you go to hell or heaven. I don't care anything about you. Get out of my way. I will run over you. I will kill you. That is hate. Paul defines rudeness when he said, love is not pushy nor demand. Rudeness is always an indication of a lack of character. Thirdly, when you and I practice love to each other, we're showing that God is in us. Good manners, good, clean speech are signs that God is dwelling in us. Slowness to anger, compassion means the Holy Spirit's in me. He that loves not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8. Another reason is if we're polite, it'll come back to us. We reap what we sow, Galatians 6:7, and sometimes a whole lot more than we sow. Are you listening? What goes around comes around. If we treat other people with respect and courtesy and politeness, we'll be treated most of the time the same way. If you want to have friends, be friendly. You know what the friendship vitamin is? Be one. If you want people to smile at you, smile at them. If you want people to love you, love them. If you want people to be nice to you, be nice to them. Rude people typically have a chip on their shoulder. They're angry all the time. Every successful businessman I know says, if you're not kind to the rude people come in your business, you'll lose the good people that come in your business. The Bible says that words are often an indication of rudeness. When you use tact, you will never have to retract. Proverbs 16:21. Speak the truth in love. The way it is, it comes back to you. Now, I've listed a few examples of rudeness, and maybe you can add some to them. Using filthy language in a public place in front of women and children. Going to a wedding reception and a potluck and eating too much. Now, I've done that. Talking with your mouth full. Making fun or telling jokes about handicapped people or disabled people. Spitting. Ignoring people. Lacking in the graces of a gentleman or a lady. Ill-mannered, discourteous. Forgetting to thank people. Purposely making a mess and expecting somebody else to clean it up. Littering. Being hateful on purpose and using sarcastic language. Smoking in non-smoking places and in the presence of people who don't like it. Parking in a handicapped place when you're not handicapped. Here's some simple rules, and I'm running out of time. I have 6 minutes before you go. See the clock? It ought to be back there, right? Number one, here's how not to be rude. Respect others and their space. Don't arrogantly assume that you have the right to take every inch. Be respectful. Do not repay evil for evil. Number two, say please, thank you. I know it sounds corny, but people will appreciate it. Number three, wait your turn. I know they got there first. Get over it. Wait your turn. Number four, leave people alone. If they want your opinion, they'll give it to you. Don't ask personal questions. How much did that couch cost? If they wanted you to know that, they left the price tag on it. Peter was more blunt than I am when he said, don't be a busybody in other men's affairs. Keep your nose out of other people's business. Meddling is rude. Don't bother people when they want you to leave them alone. Paul said, be like Jesus. Had this mind in you. Jesus always placed the welfare of other people before his own. Paul said, let each esteem others better than himself. Number six, hold doors open for people. Respect older people. Say, excuse me, forgive me. Be willing to listen to other people when they give you good advice, even if that includes your wife. And listen, listen, listen. Teach your children not to ever hurt other people's children. Be courteous to those in authority, to elders, to policemen, to your teacher, to the preacher, to the mayor, even if you don't like her, to the president, even if you didn't vote for him. Show respect and courtesy to their position, whether you respect them or not. Respect them as people who look out for your welfare and your interest and esteem them highly. The height of rudeness is lack of love for God. Not even Almighty God can push a rude, unthankful renegade through the pearly gates. The height of an insult to God is being rude to God. One is rude to God when he blasphemes God, hates God, ridicules God, and refuses to live a decent, godly life. Paul described the degenerate, unthankful Gentiles as reprobates because they were unthankful to the God who made them. Surely, there's no one here like that. This is a beautiful church. I'm not going to brag on you too much. I might spoil you. But you're reverent. You're attentive. You're interested. And that makes it so much more easier for any minister who stands before you hoping and praying that he will impart some life-saving message to you and make your day better. Let's go out and treat everybody just like Jesus would. Let's go out and be polite, respectful to our teachers, to our family, and to everybody. And no matter how hateful they are, it's like Paul said, do good to those that hate you. It's like pouring, how do you say that? Pouring fiery coals on top of their head. If you're nice to them. A woman said, that's my favorite scripture in the Bible. Pouring those fiery coals on top of their head. We should go out and treat everybody like the good Lord in heaven has treated us. And thank God, Jesus was so good, so kind, and so loving. And there's no reason for anybody not to do what Jesus said. When I was 12, I was baptized. The happiest, most wonderful day of your life is when you surrender your evil life and turn it over to good and loving God. Confessing Him as Savior, accepting Him in the right and biblical way by being immersed for the forgiveness of sins, and having the Holy Spirit dwell in you so that you will be able to practice those virtues of godliness and decency and soberness and kindness. And Paul said, be kind one to another, even as Jesus is kind to us. And so, if there's anybody that's responsible enough to be obedient to the gospel of Christ, the truth has been spoken today. If you need to respond, do so as we stand and sing.